Hey, Rusty, I think your underscoring for the importance of being earnest is quite fun. So it's really clear to me what your intention is in terms of the scene and what you've written. You probably don't need as much text here. What I don't really see, there's a couple things I don't need that are problematic here. But generally, I just want to be clear that you have been clear I could put this with a scene and make it work. However, first of all, the margins are too tight. You've worked all the way to the edge of the page, which means if somebody punches a hole in this page, you're likely to hit something that could be important to the actors or the pianist or the music director or the director or something. So there's that. But the bigger issue, and the way you don't put as much text is here, is you say, Q, Gwendolyn, do you allude to me, Miss Cardew, as an entanglement? And then, do not give me empty measures. In the very first measure of 4-4, Q, do you need Miss Cardew as an entanglement? And then I just see the chord, and that's the end of that. Then, somewhere else on the page, I see another Q. It says, Q. Dot dot dot. Duty to speak one's mind. It becomes a pleasure, and then da dum, and that's it. None of the empty measures. Just that little chunk in a grand staff, and then Cecily Q. How dare you? Chord, in its own measure, in its own system, and then same thing. Q. I see a spade. I call it a spade. Ba bum, in its own measure. Right? So none of this empty measures, particularly at the bottom of the first page where you have a whole bunch of them. And I don't need to know this dialogue. First of all, if I really want to do the di know the dialogue, I can read the script. Second of all, by the time this gets running, the person who's either playing this or theoretically conducting it, if it's orchestrated, would know this scene and only need the cue. So we don't need the entirety of all these lines here that you have. It's a funny scene, and I know you worked a while probably typing to get them all in there, but we don't need them. The vamp on page 2 needs a cue to start and a cue to stop. I hope you understand what I'm telling you that I'm missing, or cue to start, cue to stop. Now, at measure 44, it might leave that blank measure in at 45 because you're stopping for a line and going right back into music. So that's okay. But some of the other stuff, maybe not as much. Okay, does that make sense? I hope. Same thing on page 3, too many blank measures. So, yeah. And then again, just think about what kind of cue you might need. Now, as a person who's done musical directing, I appreciate knowing what's going on. So that could be something that I have a bias. And honestly, at times I've left more dialogue in than I probably should have because I want to know what's going on. I want to see it on the page. But again, in the rehearsal that it takes to put this together, you get to know the scene and you get to know the cues, and then you're good to go. And you don't need to read the whole thing along when you're just listening for the cues in the production as you're playing it. So I hope that makes sense. Generally, though, please remember I found what you sent me quite able to follow, which is a huge thing. And I think it's really funny. You got some funny stuff here. So nice job. Take care.